Well, the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians is taking to the sea. Some human rights organizations say they're organizing a flotilla that will attempt to breach Israel's blockade of Gaza later this year. The coalition didn't specify how many vessels would participate, but said the flotilla was a reflection of the growing worldwide solidarity with the Palestinian people, from the U.S. to Malaysia, from Scandinavia to South Africa. Across Europe, the conflict has led to large protests, including in Germany, home to around 4 million Muslims, about 5% of the population there. Dozens of demonstrations against Israel's policy in Gaza have been held across Germany for the last few weeks. But because Nazi Germany engineered the Holocaust, many Germans today feel uncomfortable criticizing Israel. And the protests have also created a fierce debate about whether the country is seeing a rise in anti-Semitism. BBC correspondent Damian McGuinness reports from Berlin.
This is one of the chants that has shocked Germany. Cowardly Jewish swine, come out and fight on your own, shout a couple of hundred men wearing Palestinian scarves at an anti-Israel protest in Berlin in July. At other protests, pro-Gaza demonstrators have held up banners with swastikas or shouted Adolf Hitler or gas the Jews. These sorts of phrases are now sparking counter-demonstrations from Jews and non-Jews alike.
Today we are here to show that we do not want to tolerate such outbursts of anti-Semitism in our city, Berlin.
How afraid are you that there is rising anti-Semitism in general in Germany?
Oh, I think after the last weeks, everybody here is quite concerned that there's rising anti-Semitism. We have seen it. I mean, there were people attacked on the streets only because they were wearing a kippah.
But most of the participants of the anti-Israel protests are peaceful. Here, a Muslim protest leader berates a couple of young Muslim men for trying to stir up trouble. And according to local politician Bilal Wilbert, these protests are not anti-Semitic, but rather about human rights for Gaza.
We are not against Judaism, we are against Israel. And Israel is not the leader of Judaism in the world. This is why it is so important that we are today in a very peaceful manner, express what we think, what is right and what is wrong, and don't get involved into violence.
Police spokesman Stefan Redlich tells me that since the Gaza conflict has flared up, there's been a sharp increase in anti-Semitic incidents in Germany, mostly anti-Semitic graffiti or hate speech online, but also, more occasionally, attacks on Jewish people and institutions. The authorities here are all too aware that because of the weight of history, Germany has a very special responsibility.
The world is looking at us in particular, how we handle this. Of course, Germany is a free country and we have freedom of speech and the freedom to gather and make demonstrations. But we also had the Holocaust in this country and a terrible history of anti-Semitism just 70 years ago. So I think we are watched by the media, by many people, how we handle this. But with the slogans we heard in the last days, I think that some Jews in the city didn't feel as secure as they should feel. And it's our task that everybody feels safe in the city.
Watching demonstrators march down the streets in Berlin in particular, when they hold aloft banners that are not only viciously attacking Israel, but playing with Jewish analogies and anti-Semitic analogies, it's a very disturbing feeling.
Deirdre Berger is head of a think tank which looks at German-Jewish relations. She says Jews here have been reassured by the reaction of Germany's political leaders, who have condemned unanimously the anti-Semitic slogans seen at the pro-Gaza protests. But she now wants Germany to tackle some of the root causes.
Now the question is, will the government follow up on this? Will the government institute some new programs to deal with the clear gaps and deficits among many young people in the society regarding an understanding of Jews today, contemporary Judaism, of German Jewish history, of modern Israel, of the Holocaust. There are many gaps that we're seeing in these demonstrations, and it's a very large task, I think, for educators.
Over the last few years, Jewish life has really come back to Berlin, which now has Germany's largest Jewish community. And if that's to continue, Germany now needs to manage a difficult balancing act, allow German Muslims to express their political opinions about Israel, while ensuring that doesn't slip into anti-Semitism.
The BBC's Damian McGuinness in Berlin.